cut off before you slice it?
Sometimes you skin them. Skin the hog and then cut them up.
Mm-hmm. So
I went from man the other day, he skinned his hog. And they're going to cut him up that way.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to put all parts of that hog in wrappers.
In what?
In a wrapper.
Uh-huh.
And tell you what it is. Steak, you see. Mm-hmm. Steak of the hog. Backbone of it.
Mm-hmm.
Ribs of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you open your deep freeze, you're looking at the meat, and you know exactly what you're going to eat. Mm-hmm. Even the ground up meat, you got it wrapped up.
Mm-hmm.
Ground up meat on the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you carry it home and put it in your deep freeze. And when you go to open your deep freeze, you want to cook. Just look on the bag, you know what you're cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Peas, you can put up peas that way.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, peas, yes, ma'am. Peas, beans, okra.
Uh-huh.
All of that. Even, you can put up corn that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most anything you raise in the field, you can put there deeper.
Uh-huh.
You can even put watermelon in there if you want.
You can put watermelon in
there? Yes, ma'am. You can put cucumbers in there. All of that. Yes, ma'am.
The person who kills and sells meat would be called a.
Ma'am?
The person who kills and sells meat, you'd call him a.
Well, that's the man he carries his hog to.
Uh-huh.
That man what takes care of all that.
Uh-huh.
Butcher your hog and cut him up and wrap him up like you want.
Mm-hmm.
When you go back in a couple of days, you can go back and get your hog.
Mm-hmm.
And you're all wrapped up that way. Of course, you have to pay him so much for doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much it costs.
You've never done that?
No, ma'am. No. Now, when I kill a hog, I just cut him up like I'll pack y'all to me, and then put him in the refrigerator deeper.
Uh-huh.
And when we want it, we know what we get out of that. Of course, that's a nice way.
Uh-huh.
When you have every part to yourself, and you know exactly what you're going to cook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right? You say if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right anymore, you'd say that it's done.
Well, I'll tell you about that. I have had it when it turned brown.
Really?
And look like to me, that's best meat. Now that you kill a hog this year, and maybe meat is in there for last year, I'd rather go back there and get that meat a year old, more than I would that first hog. Now, that yellow meat, go in that and get that. Put that in the grain.
Mm-hmm.
And